It is John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap with a reaction special to this news that has been rumbling all week, but has really ramped up overnight in a way that's taken me a little bit about surprise, and maybe my guest as well. It is Dashing Dom King from the Daily Mail. You ready to talk about a story you wrote last night, Dom, which, you know, funny enough, you'd written something 24 hours before, which was around the interest, but, you know, wasn't necessarily, you know, calling it sort of really was just expressing that it was there and it was an interesting one that they were going for. And then your piece that came out last night seems to suggest that Henderson was actually a lot more tempted than he had been sort of early in the week. And it looked like, you know, I'm not saying he's finally made the decision. I don't know that. Maybe you do. I don't know. But it's looking like he's nearer going in his head than staying now, which is quite a jump.
Yeah. I don't think he's made the decision yet. From what I know, he hasn't made the decision yet. But I think the best way that I can articulate things is that it is a very, very real possibility of him going. And I would say he's probably closer to leaving Liverpool now than he's ever been. I'm not saying he's going to, but I'm just saying this developments have probably accelerated in a way that none of us could have foreseen. I just think it's a very remarkable situation, really, because I've written a piece this morning about if a Saudi Arabian club. A Saudi Arabian club can buy Liverpool's captain while he's still an international class player, still got a number of years ahead of him in terms of playing in the top flight and playing in big games, they can get anybody.